Progress. I can see that every breath you take requires your entire body's effort. So precariously porous and precipitous, so amphibious. I'm watching you like a hawk, like I have a camera. The air is rushing through our ears as if the ocean was upon us, and together we laugh helplessly in our embrace, and you say, through moist tears as you scan your surface, do you love me in this lungless form? And I say reassuringly, yes, after all, I'm not specific. The trouble with metamorphosis is that we don't recognize our children. I consider myself to be relatively compatible with technology, and my language of choice has evolved into a series of positive and negative moments. This, of course, suggests some vestigial notion of bipediality from which I have journeyed. I'm down on my knees, thanking Mother Earth softly for this gift of locomotion. Disrupting my contemplation, a crowd appears running in my direction. You don't belong to me, I shout indignantly. I log out, murmuring, thank God for computers. The trouble with metamorphosis is that we must make peace with the losses and gains. I know that in 1 year's time, I will spontaneously shed another layer of skin, and I need to be prepared to shake it off and walk away physically. The certainty of my biological processes makes me look upwards for familiar stars, planets visible to the naked eye, and impending black holes. So encouraging are the signs of a cosmic battle involving muscled forearms and complicated heroines doing their best to upend the order of things. Despite everything, I'm sympathetic to all the satellites in each other's faces right now. I say this out loud just to start up a dialogue.